From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Monday on a draft resolution to affirm changes to the status quo of Jerusalem have no legal effect. It doesn't mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Muslim and Arab world, protests over the U.S. decision, including two Turkish cities, Ankara and Diyarbakir. There were also protests in Karachi and Lahore in Pakistan. The leader of Jamaat-e-Islami, Siraj ul-Haq, called for a complete and end of all diplomatic relations with the U.S. and a ban on the sale of its products until the decision is reversed. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding.
There's been a consensus that until the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved finally and peacefully, that no country wants to prejudice the outcome of what's going to happen to Jerusalem, because the original UN decision was that it would be held in an international zone. And President Trump's decision really overturned decades of not only U.S., but global consensus. And there's been a fairly unanimous global consensus against it, and that's what's being reflected in the Security Council vote.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Delegates of South Africa's ruling ANC party are voting to elect a leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma as head of the party that's ruled the country since the end of apartheid in 1994, but it has been plagued by scandal and corruption allegations. The deputy president and a former cabinet minister are seen as the two likely top candidates. A result is expected Monday. This is VOA News.